kid, you didn't think I was going to be out here not recording during the goddamn playoffs, did ya? You ain't think that, did ya? What up? Welcome back. Ryan O'Toole Podcast here. It's one of the best times of the year, dude. One of the best fucking times of the year. I mean, think of all the sick shit we got going on right now. And I don't mean sick like pedophiles picking up kids. That's sick! He texted my son! He's only 14 years old. That man is sick. No, I mean sick as in fucking sports, dude. March Madness was pretty entertaining. I haven't been here in a while, so we'll catch up. March Madness, pretty good this year. I mean, Connecticut dominating. I'm a fan of dominant college basketball teams. That was pretty sick to see, especially in the era we're in, where every year it's just five different players. Connecticut included. Pretty different team than it was last year, for the most part, at least the core. To see one of these schools that's not just like, oh, people coming through being one and dones, fucking, not even just win. UConn was rolling through, motherfucker. So we had that. We had the women's national tournament, which I enjoyed a lot. I was pulling hard for Caitlin Clark, dude. Listen, myself included, I've made jokes about women's basketball, women's sport. Caitlin Clark fucking balls, dude. Caitlin Clark shits on these hoes. I make no mistake about that. She is amazing to watch. Love watching her play. Shout out to South Carolina, though. I mean, they went fucking undefeated. And then now we got NHL playoffs, which I think are the best playoffs in all of sports. NBA playoffs, which, honestly, as much as I love basketball and watch basketball, probably the worst playoffs in sports, I would say. Horse racing, we got the Derby in 2 weeks. I mean, there's a lot going on. We had boxing, but let's get right into it, dude. Where do I start with the Bruins or the Celtics? We'll start with the Bruins since they played first, and they're playing tonight, game two, in Boston against Toronto, Saturday night. Fucking sick, dude. So I was out there. I was out, you know, I'm in New York, dude. It was, Bruins are on the same time as the old New York Knickerbockers, who have the most delusional fans in sports. We'll get to them later. I'm out Saturday doing comedy and shit, you know me. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? Doing all that shit, you know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck. I go, the Knicks are on in literally every goddamn television and every barroom in the city, right? And I'm not complaining about that by no means, okay? People are crazy about the Knickerbockers here. They've been a very exciting team. They got the 2 seed, all that stuff. But I'm like, fuck, dude, I hope I could find somewhere with the Bruins on. I did. I only got to see patches of it. I probably saw half the games. I'd probably say I saw slightly more than half. I'd say I saw slightly more than half of the Bruins, all things considered. That's included not watching the final, like, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. I just walked out of the bar because I needed to go talk to girls. No, I had to go do more comedy, actually. Fucking loved what I saw from them. I mean, just going out and scoring right off the fucking bat, dude. I knew that the arena was going to be fucking nuts in there, and I've talked to a couple people, went to the game, they said it was crazy. Of course, I'm watching it with no sound on. Just beat you going out scoring right off the fucking rip, I felt like, is exactly what you needed. Playoff hockey is the best. And a big part of why it's the best is because the stadiums just go fucking apeshit the entire time. And I think when you score in the first couple minutes of a hockey game as the home team, it makes it so much more difficult for the road team just because it's insane, you know? So that was nice. It was nice to see the Bruins pour it on, dude. It was real. It was actually great to see the Bruins fucking pour it on. It was great. You know, Toronto, one of these teams, the Bruins, it seems like the last, I don't know, decade and a half, last decade, have really just taken it to every single time it's mattered. Yeah, and it was great. I mean, a 5-1 win, you know. I mean, they went out, scored 3 goals in the second period, just fucking, you know. DeBrusk was out there. Swayman, I thought, was the player of the game, honestly. You know, you don't let Austin Matthews, any of these guys, go fucking mental in there. Matthews had 69 fucking goals this year. You know? So you go out there, settle that, and that was fucking, yeah, it was fucking awesome, dude. It was awesome. McAvoy's a goddamn fucking beast, dude. You know, it's just, I'm excited for the Bruins, and I'll be excited for them tonight. I think I gotta do some fucking comedy shit right at 7 o'clock. But that's all right, because my white ass gonna be pirating that shit on my cell phone. All right, illegal streams, right? Actually, I don't even know if it's technically illegal. These websites just show it. I rescind that statement, federal government. I don't know if it's illegal. I'm just clicking click when I type in watch the Bruins game on Google for free. That's what they're telling me. So I don't know. I'll watch the Bees tonight. Celtics yesterday, not really much of a game. Not really much of a game. As expected, you know, Celtics end up drawing the Miami Heat, the one team everyone's like, I don't want them to play. I wanted the Celtics to play the Heat, mainly because I wanted them to get tested. I want the Celtics to get tested. You know, I want to see what this group really has. You know, of course, Jimmy Butler had a knee injury, and he's out for the next couple weeks, which probably means he's done for the season, all things considered, because there's no way Miami can hang with this Celtics team. Without Jimmy Butler. I think even with Jimmy Butler, it was going to be very difficult for Miami. But yeah, you look at it yesterday. Hold on, I got to sneeze. I yelled a little loud on that to be dramatic. But it was still a sneeze nevertheless. I would have liked to seen Jimmy Butler out there. I would have liked to seen him get tested. You know, but all things considered, I mean, there's too much firepower on the Celtics for this fucking team. We need to get rid of, I'll get into the NBA play-in tournament after this. I'm watching the game, and, you know, what's there really to say? The Celtics outscored them, out-defended them. The bench was, I mean, Hauser was fucking, dude, Sam Hauser was fucking balling out there. All right, you know we got a White Boy of the Day awards, all right? I mean, Hauser was balling, bruh. I mean, he hit those three threes. I was watching it on the train. I did a podcast, Troublemakers Podcast. Will be released Wednesday. I'll post it on my Instagram. I watched when Hauser hit those three threes out of, like, was it three possessions in a row? Or three out of four possessions? Whatever the fuck it was. I'm watching on the train just acting like a fucking mental case. I, like, literally kind of completely forgot. I, like, wasn't watching. It's not that I give a shit. I'll fucking yell on the train. People are smoking crack and pushing people in front of the goddamn trains. All right? People are stabbing people on the trains out in this city, honestly. There's fights all the time. Okay? The trains are pretty wild in New York City. But I'm watching this fucking thing, and I'm just screaming. I'm like, let's fucking go. And I, like, stood up because I was sitting down. I, like, stood up to stretch my legs out. I'm watching my phone, and I, like, look up. And I'm like, oh, there's, like, 20 people on the train just looking at me. But I'm like, fuck it. What do I care? All right? We get back home, watching the fucking game. And I'm like, literally, I was tired from the night before, you know? Watched the Bruins, did comedy till like fucking 1:30, 2 a.m. And I'm like dozing off towards the end of the game. I'm on my couch. And I'm staying up. Like, I'm going to watch till there's zeros left. And then I'm going to take a nap. And Doris Burke and J.J. Redick, not my favorite fucking announcing group, I'm going to be 100% honest, you know, whatever. I'm listening to them, and the Celtics are up like 20-something with only a couple minutes left, and they're pretty much saying, oh, if you're wondering why Joe Mazzulla still has the starters out there, it's because the last 2 weeks they barely played together, yada, yada, whatever. Get him out of there, okay? This has been an issue with Mazzulla all year. You know, he loves playing. I don't want to see Porzingis out there late in games. I really don't. I still am at the point with Porzingis, and he played fucking great yesterday. I'm still at the point with Porzingis where every single time he jumps or does something, I get nervous. You know what I mean? I just want him to be healthy. But other than that, I can't really complain about anything about the Celtics. How do you complain about that? Reading people online yesterday saying, oh, the Heat got it back down to 15 with 3 minutes. The game was over. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? The way the NBA is, it's like people don't even want to – they don't want to, like, blow doors off, you know? And it's like I do think there is something of saving energy and things like that. You know, obviously you want these guys playing together and stuff, but I was fine with it. You know, they're up 35, all right? What'd they win by? What was the final score? What'd they win by, 16 yesterday, 17? They covered the fucking spread, you know? So it's like I'm not going to complain about nada. Yeah, 114 to 94. They won by 20 yesterday, you know, so I'm not going to, get into that. But nevertheless, Celtics are on. The next game's Wednesday. I fucking hate that. Why wouldn't they just have rotating? Dude, the fucking NBA playoffs, dude. Wednesday? Why the fuck is it not on tomorrow? You know, you could have Sunday, Tuesday, whatever. Fucking whatever. Goddamn NHL. NBA play-ins, like we were talking about. Get rid of this shit. I mean, once again, 9 and 10 seeds out of this shit. Like, what's the point? Okay? Just say it's for gambling. Just say it's for gambling. We don't need this 9-10 bullshit. Okay? Once again, the 9 and 10 seeds just get wiped out. We don't need this play-in shit, dude. Pointless. Not only is the play-in tournament just a bad product, they drag it out for a week. The NBA regular season ended last Sunday. They give everyone a day off. It starts Tuesday. Then everyone else gets a day off, rotated fucking days. It doesn't end until Friday night. We don't need a week's worth. We don't need a whole work week's worth of 7, 8, 9, and 10 seeds playing against each other. Especially these 9-10 seeds. We don't need this shit. You know, it's like, and it's like, if you're going to do it, I'm not fine with it. So no, not fine. I don't believe in the play-in. They should just leave it the way it is. But it's like, if you're going to do it, just get it over with in fucking 2 days, dude. You know, just get it over with. There's no point. There's no point of it. None of these teams are ever going to win a championship. And I know you're going to say, oh, the fucking Miami Heat, this is that. A team like the Heat will do it because they'll not take the regular season seriously like they did last year. I'm talking about last year's Miami Heat team, not this year's. They'll take it not seriously and then be like, fuck it, we can get to the finals because we're well-coached and can do it. You know, same with the Lakers. You know, I'm listening to people. I don't know what it is with the Lakers. People are talking about the Lakers like, and I know it's the same as it's always been. Lakers kind of get attention the way the Dallas Cowboys do. People, oh, the Lakers, are they going to make a run this year? Lakers have Denver in the first round. They played Denver last year in the first round and got swept. And I know what everyone's going to say, oh, it was by like a combined like 12 points. They got swept. Okay, they got swept, and then for some reason, Anthony Davis and LeBron James were running their mouth in the offseason about the Denver Nuggets. You got swept, and that team that swept you won the championship pretty easily, too. The Nuggets really never faced a challenge last year. So, I mean, you saw it the other night. I'm watching that game. I was at some bar in Greenwich Village the other night, and I was watching the Bruins and Maple Leafs, and then they had, at the same time, the Nuggets and Lakers game on. And it's like the Lakers shot way, I think there's like 19 free throws to 6. It's like the league doesn't want this to be a sweep again with the Lakers. And they're like, oh, we're going to call everything against Denver. And it's like Denver still wins by like fucking 12. It's like Denver's just still the best team in basketball. And I don't think the Celtics are going to have any test until they get to the NBA Finals. I really don't. But nevertheless, we'll see. We'll see. So yeah, there's that. What else has been going on? We got the NFL draft Thursday. I'm pumped for that. There's definitely going to be a podcast on Friday or Thursday. Probably Friday because I'm going to be out Thursday night. Can't wait for it. I can't wait to see what the Patriots do. It's going to be a good one. It's fucking going to be a good one. You know, big decisions here for the Patriots. I mean, I guess they're going to get the quarterback. It's just a matter of who's left after Chicago and Washington. So we'll see on that. I'm not even going to bother try predicting because I have no fucking idea. Okay? I got no idea. All right? I ain't got no idea on what the Patriots going to do. All right? I really don't. I really ain't got no fucking idea. All right? I'm going to watch the draft. I'm going to watch kids cry. Get emotional. I'm going to watch what else happens on the draft. I'm going to watch people's parents talk about how proud they are. I'm going to watch all that typical shit. All that typical shit. You know, what's going on with me this week, dude? Oh, Shohei Ohtani. That's what we got to talk about. We got to talk about, because I don't feel like talking about the Red Sox, if we're being 100% honest. Rafael Devers, who I've complained about his defense. Really, I feel like his entire career, his defense is, you know, how about him just knocking Tyler O'Neill onto the fucking disabled list, huh? That fly ball the other day at Fenway, a week ago at Fenway. Devers, one of the worst defenders, you know, probably in baseball, at least in the infield, you know, venturing out to fucking left field like he's fucking Brooks Robinson, you know, running backwards, not having any idea. O'Neal coming in, a guy who's won gold gloves before, you know what I mean? Brittle as all hell, you know, brittle as all hell. Endeavors, of course, overweight, smashes into him, you know, knocks him out. O'Neal still hasn't fucking played. The free pass Rafael Devers gets for being a subpar, at best, defender is absurd, you know? But I don't want to hop too much on the Red Sox. Hey, the Red Sox don't give a shit about the ownership of the Red Sox. The Red Sox themselves don't give a shit about the product on the field. I'm not going to care. That's where I am with the Red Sox, okay? I wish it was different, but it's just not. Okay? I wish it was different, but it's just not. Red Sox aren't going to care. Why the fuck am I? Why am I going to care? I'll follow them. Yeah, sure. I'll look at the scores here and there. You know, I'll watch baseball. All right, but this is a team who traded Mookie Betts because he's too expensive and then has raised ticket prices twice since then, okay? So you're not going to get much of anything from me, okay? By the way, Chaim Bloom, the gift that just keeps on giving, Trevor Story done for the year. I mean, all-time, going down on an all-time terrible Red Sox contract, Trevor Story. I mean, this guy cannot stay on the field for anything. You know, they signed him a week and a half before the season starts a few years back. No one wanted to sign him because of health issues. Here come the Red Sox. Already had Xander Bogaerts at shortstop. You know, already had him. You know, but no, let's sign Trevor Story. All right? Trevor Story. What did he play, 6 games this year? Done for the season? I mean, more or the less with him. I mean, fucking ridiculous. Anyways, Shohei Ohtani, this whole gambling thing that happened, total bullshit. You're telling me this fucking guy didn't know? You're going to sit here. The bullshit fucking excuses. People, like, baseball, I mean, talk about baseball just totally sweeping this fucking thing under the rug. Totally just, like, making this not a big thing, you know? Totally just making this not a big thing. All this shit about Shohei Ohtani. Oh, well, you know, you're telling me Shohei Ohtani, a guy who's married, his translator can just take $4.5 million out of his bank account? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you out of your mind? People are, like, acting like this. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. And I know people are thinking, oh, he has so much money, he doesn't notice. First off, that's not true. Shohei Ohtani's giant contract and all that other shit, that doesn't kick in for, like, another, like, 4 years or something. It's like a backloaded contract. Secondly, as someone who's been around these extremely wealthy people, I'm going to tell you something. They have way more knowledge or awareness of what's going on with their bank accounts than fucking poor people or regular people do, okay? That's why they have so much fucking money. I'm sitting here listening to people and they go, well, how would he really know if he had $4.5 million missing? He has that much money. How the fuck do you think he got to that position in the first place? I know, it's baseball. It's not like, no, that's not how that shit works. Tell me Shohei Ohtani doesn't have a full-time fucking financial person who works around. He probably has multiple, honestly. Probably has multiple. That doesn't work with him around the clock. Are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind? The guy's a citizen of another country, and he's going to become a billionaire in this country. You're telling me he doesn't have financial people that are watching his every... You're fucking out of your mind. You know? But Jonte Porter, he'll get suspended for his shit, you know what I mean? And I know, listen, I'm not saying Shohei Ohtani was gambling on games, but you're not going to tell me he didn't have knowledge on that. That's you're out of your fucking mind. Listen, I've been gambling. I don't gamble anymore. I don't consider myself I haven't considered myself a real gambler since, shit, 2018, okay? And it was only a couple months into 2018, okay? I don't handicap no more. I don't bet on anything no more. You know, that part of my life's past, okay? But you do not, I've gambled legally and illegally, okay? I want that to be known. Shohei Ohtani was gambling, his translator was gambling illegally with a bookie, okay? Where he puts bets in online, okay? I've done that. I've also, over the phone, made bets. Face-to-face made bets. Written them down on a piece of paper, made bets, okay? There's you know how many bookies I dealt with for, I don't know, a decade of my life? Solid 9-10 years of my life, you know how many I dealt with? A fair amount. Not too much, actually, because once I found the good ones, I had good ones, I was blessed, okay? And I knew people who take action, All right? I'm not really around them too much anymore, but they're probably still doing it if I had a guess. Okay? If I had to make a guess, I could. I'm sure I could make a phone call and put some sort of action in for tonight's Bruins game. Okay? I'm sure I could go into my phone, see some shit going on, you know, say, oh, you know what? I'm a little interested in that fucking Boston Bruins line tonight, okay? What are the Bruins? Minus 145, what, an over-under, 5.5? Let me get the fucking bees in the over, kid, all right? I could do it, all right? But I'm not going to be able to just put $200,000 down. You don't get a line of credit like they. It's not just like, oh, yeah, let me type in fucking $200,000. That's not how it works. But once again, just like everything else with this whole gambling shit, the people that are commenting on it and acting like they know about it aren't people that grew up doing this shit every fucking day. Okay, they don't know how this shit works, but they can comment on it. You know, this is an absolute cover-up. Absolute cover-up. And I'm going to tell you this, if Shohei Ohtani was fucking, I don't know, let me think of some fucking absolute, I don't know, one of these scrubs the Red Sox are putting on the field every fucking day. I mean, the Red Sox are just putting minor league fucking players out there, for Christ's sakes. All right? The Red Sox are putting fucking players people have practically never even heard of out here on a daily fucking base, on a daily basis. All right? Telling me a fucking, I don't know, Rob Refsnyder, all right, if this whole thing wasn't happening with him, you're out of your mind. You are out of your fucking mind. The cover-up on this Ohtani thing is total bullshit. It's total bullshit. It's a guy who's a guy who plays in a major market. He's international. He's a big draw to baseball, which still, people would say all they want about baseball. But baseball's a fucking, the product has just fallen off so, it's terrible. It really is. Baseball has fallen. I'd say the decline of baseball is almost as bad as how the NBA is. I really do. But they're not going to. He plays for the Dodgers. He has a fucking, $800 million contract. He's the most exciting player because he pitches and hits. And he's Japanese. He's international. So nothing's going to happen, you know? And he got the fall guy. The translator will fucking take that. But just that they. And then all this shit about, like, oh, he doesn't understand the fucking. He has trouble with the language and shit. It's like, are you kidding me? Look at Shohei Ohtani on the bench. You see him constantly talking with his teammates. I've heard him in interviews. You can't tell me he didn't know what the fuck was going on. Give me a fucking break with that shit. Give me a break, dude. They don't give anyone the benefit of the doubt with this shit. Unless you're a fucking absolute A-list royalty superstar. And if that's the case, then honestly, fine, fuck it. But don't fucking sit here and people sitting here like, oh, you know, he got hoodwinked and all this shit. He's a married man with a wife, dude. And he has, I don't know what, $100 million, whatever he's already made with the Angels. He's a married dude with a wife, all right? Like, bro, you don't have to think too hard about this. Like, there's not, like, this isn't like. Have you ever been in a relationship? Your fucking broad knows how much money you have the whole time. That's like the point. I'm not going to say it's the point. Well, it was the point in the relationships I've been in. But that's the whole thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, give me a fucking break here. Telling me, like, oh, this guy could just take $4.5 million from Ohtani, who's married. Like, his wife wouldn't. Like, get the fuck out of here. It's such a joke how baseball just covers this shit up. You know, but Jante Porter, it's like, again, Jante Porter, he's like a whatever basketball player. He's a whatever basketball player. You tell me if Kevin Durant or whoever the equivalent of Shohei Ohtani got caught up in some shit like this, it would just be thrown under the bus. They wonder why these leagues, like, they're so bad at managing this shit. It's because they pick and choose. But yeah, I mean, that's what we got going on here. Pumped for the Bruins tonight. Like I said, I got to film some shit. I'm acting like a fucking heroin addict. So I'll do that. And yeah, I don't know. I got comedy this week. What am I? I'm at the Grizzly Pay. I don't know. I'll put it on my fucking Instagram. And then, yeah, I'm pumped for the fucking, excuse me, I'm pumped for the Kentucky Derby in a couple weeks. I'll probably do a preview show this week. I'm excited. Fastness, that's the horse I like the most. Fucking run absolutely incredible. A little bit of an erratic horse, to say the least. I'd like to see Muth run. I don't think he's going to. Obviously, the Baffert connections there makes it an issue. But yeah, we got an exciting time of the year coming up. I think that's pretty much all I want to just catch up on. Let motherfuckers know we're back in the fucking mix. I'll be back here. What are we going to do? I mean, we have the Bruins. I'll be back here either. Yeah, you know what? I'll be back here Wednesday. Let's do Wednesday. Ryan O'Toole podcast. I'll be back here Wednesday. I'll recap tonight's Bruins game. And then, oh, I fucking hate how the goddamn Celtics aren't playing until Wednesday night. Fucking, why do they do, the NBA is the worst. I'll, you know what? I'll come back Wednesday night / Thursday morning. And then I'll probably be back Friday, obviously, for the Patriots draft. We got to go over that. What a fucking week for Boston sports, huh? You got Bruins, Celtics, Patriots picking third in the draft. Super exciting week. Yeah, now that, just enjoying this here spring. You know, got some exciting shit coming up. Listen, I just want to get back to the podcast. Thanks for listening, as always. Glad to be back. I'll hit you bitches up later. Go Bees.